From Southwark News for January the 31st, year of fundraising for Evelina kick-started. We need two more runners. Two coveted London Marathon places are still up for grabs for anyone who would like to take on the gruelling 26.2-mile run to raise money for the Evelina. The first places were snapped up last week by Woolworth pub landlady Wendy Pooley and Bermondsey man James Jukes. Wendy, 40, said her daughter's finger was saved by surgeons at Evelina Hospital after it was sliced off by a closing gate. She jumped at the chance to take part because of the care her daughter, Lily Mae MacDonald, was given by the doctors in 2010. "It's a really great cause," said Wendy. They were going to amputate the rest of the finger, but after Wendy's quick thinking, wrapping the severed digit in frozen peas, they were able to stitch the finger back together. Lily Mae, now 8, was in hospital for 3 weeks and went through 4 operations at the Evelina. Wendy, who runs the Good Intent in East Street, said she was pleased to be able to do something for the hospital and was looking forward to the training. "I trained for the marathon 6 years ago," she said. "I used to run 16 miles 3 times a week, but I just didn't get a place." Now she has already started training with 2 runs last week. "That was quite hard work," she said. Jamie Jukes, 38, who's originally from Waterloo, hopes to raise £10,000 with his run. "I just wanted to raise money for the kids," said Jamie. He has already given up smoking and started running at 5 a.m, even in the recent snow. But he said giving up the fags had its drawbacks. "I'm the only person going to the gym who's actually putting weight on," he said. Later next month, he plans to start cycling to work in the Walworth Road from his home in Kent. And in March, he will start running the really long distances. "Hopefully, I'll make it round, even if I have to walk half of it," he said.